Today, we've got cups, pens, shirts, all your wonderful promotional products at Parrot Promo Essentials. Today, we meet Holly Beard. Are you ready to hear about a woman-owned business? Three women, to be exact? Come on in.
Welcome to the Dayton Approved Podcast with Frank O'Neill. This is where the local Dayton businesses get a spotlight.
Welcome to Dayton Approved, exploring Dayton small businesses and nonprofits with Dayton Discount Furniture. We have Holly Beard here today with Parrot Promo Essentials.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Did I say the name right?
You sure did.
All right, good. We're off to a good start. I'm always bad at that, so I'm glad we got that right. So yeah, I mean, it's been a pretty interesting day today, actually. It's been pretty warm, so hopefully it doesn't get too hot in here today when we do
it's
this
little
interview. Well, let's start off with a little bit about your business. Let's talk about your mission statement and what you guys do for the community and what type of business you are. I know that basically you guys do promotional products, mm-hmm. and essentially you like to provide high quality service and products to help other businesses be memorable to customers and stand out from your competition.
Yes, we do.
All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that, or maybe the process of how like you do that to make your mission statement a reality?
Well, we really take pride in learning all about our customers and trying to meet with them, learn what their goals are, learn what their goal for the product that they're going to give. It could be that there's several different events that they have throughout the year, and we meet with them several different times to figure out what product is going to fit that specific event. And once we meet with them, figure out what their goals are, I will come back to my office and I will look through all the millions of products out there.
That's got to be fun.
It is. You know what? I love my job. I do. I always try them before we put them out there too.
That's a nice perk. That is a nice perk.
But just because there's not one product that fits every single person. So we really want to try and pinpoint what they're looking for in the product and share with them an experience more than anything. Because everything, if you have an emotional response to anything that you receive or do, you're going to be much more likely to remember it and remember where you got it, mm-hmm. than if it's just, hey, here's a pen, anything like that.
Right. No, that makes complete sense. I know pens work. We know that.
Well, of course they do, because you've got the best pen out there.
That's right. We also have this mug. This is actually from you as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yeah.
This is some old school stuff, but we still got it. We've got it right here, and it's been on all the shows, actually.
Even so, better.
Yeah. So this is from Holly. Well, yeah. So, you know, it sounds to me like basically relationship business is extremely important to you.
Absolutely.
Yes. And, you know, compared to, like, I guess you could say, like, transactional. So it's all about getting into a relationship or understanding the relationship, finding the needs of the customer.
And it takes so long to, mm-hmm. in the initial process, it's when you sit down and you truly try and get to know somebody so that you can best help them, it takes a while. I mean, mm-hmm. the longest process in the beginning is the meetings and getting things pinned down and getting to know each other and making sure that I am portraying you and your business the way that you want it to be portrayed. Because if you're the business owner or the marketing or anything, it's your job to make sure that that business says exactly what the owner or founder or whomever wants it to say. So my job is to help you make your job easier.
Right.
And help extend it through just words or anything. We can do that through the marketing or the print or anything.
So how long would you say, I guess the first meeting, the, mm-hmm. hey, let's figure this out meeting, how long would you say that typically goes?
I would say anywhere from the fastest I've ever met with somebody to figure out stuff because they had everything all ready to go would be like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But normally the meeting would be an hour, it could be 2 hours, depending on the time that you have as well. But we'll bring some products in, showcase if we need to. You'll always go home with some little goodies because that's what I do. But it's
so
more.
You pick a couple of things that you think they might be interested in.
That or just things that have my logo on them or my name that I've found have been just good quality. Because, I mean, it's all about the quality of the product. Because if you give a product that is a low quality or falls apart the first time you use it, then it's going to reflect poorly on your brand as well.
Of course. Yeah, it's definitely a reflection. And the last thing you want is you spend money and then somebody uses it once and they have to throw it away.
Right.
I mean, that's terrible.
Oh, yeah. So I want to bring some stuff in there and show you the quality of print that I can do and the quality of products that I sell. So it's not just a, hey, here's some good stuff for you to have. This is a thank you for letting me meet with you and get to know about your business and take your entrusting me in taking your message and putting it out there to the community too.
Yeah, no, that sounds awesome. I mean, it's an important process, and it's really good that you do a thorough job. And I can personally say Holly does, because I've got a relationship with her buying promotional products, different ones, many different ones throughout the years. So, well, yeah, let's talk about how you got into becoming an entrepreneur, how you got into doing business, and, you know, everyone that owns this, because this isn't just like you're the only one that owns it. It's a, combination of partnerships, which is interesting. So
yeah.
I know you said that. Well, let's start with your story first. You started at the age of 12.
I did. You know what? I swam growing up. The Parrot Sports Gear was the parent company of everything. And my mom and another lady were sitting at swim practice. I don't know how many people actually know what swim practice is like, but it's not very fun.
No, I heard swim practice was like 6 in the morning.
It can be.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on age and different things. Right now, my kids are swimming, and we do go to practice at 6:30 in the morning during the summer. So they don't love it, but you do what you got to do.
Right. That's true.
But yeah, we were sitting, my mom and another lady were each sitting at swim practice and watching us go back and forth down in the pool. And they looked at each other and just said, hey, we should start a business. And they each threw in some money and bought some swim supplies. And then they would go and set up at any of the meets they were invited to. And when I wasn't swimming in between, I would go sit in the store area and sell, answer questions. Yeah. What really separated us is kind of same philosophy we do now with the promo, but we would open the goggles up, let them try them on, make sure they fit their face and everything, and we still do that to this day.
Wow, that's cool.
So it's not just because you can go and get goggles anywhere, but if as a swimmer, goggles are a very personal thing.
Right.
If they're going to leak when you dive in or they're not comfortable, then you should just not even spend the money on them.
Right,
so,
absolutely.
That is kind of where we started, and
so having a little bit of a nice, uniquer, I guess you could say a process, or not necessarily process, but experience.
It's all an experience.
Yeah.
It's all about an experience and just making sure you're comfortable, you like what you're getting, and just making sure that it fits the way it should. So that was really the foundation of where the whole company started, and it has not faltered from there.
Yeah.
Even though we've built it into different things,
right,
that is still where we sit.
Yeah,
and
one of your founding
always
philosophies, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, a couple of years after my mom started the business on the swim side, she had some of the teams coming and asking if they could do some spirit wear stuff, and she said sure, and found somebody to do it. And then when I graduated from Wilmington College with a business management degree, that's when I actively started going and trying to work with businesses and seeing what we could do in the promo world, which is a whole different world than the swim.
Of course.
But it's one of those things that the need was there. I had the opportunity, and how I got into B&I as well.
Yeah.
But I started off just part-time with Parrot Promo, and it was funny, we ended up changing or doing a DBA to Parrot Promo Essentials from Parrot Sports Gear, because we would go to some of the networking events at the chambers or anything, and people would look at us really crazy when we would say, yeah, we're with Parrot Sports Gear. And they're like, well, why are you here?
Right.
So when we did a DBA and did the Parrot Sports Gear DBA or Parrot Promo Essentials DBA Parrot Sports Gear, that's probably the reverse. It's Parrot Sports Gear doing business as Parrot Promo Essentials.
Yes, there you go, you got it.
But either way, when we did that, it started to kind of open doors and do a lot more, and we've really built our business on the networking and word of mouth and very little advertising outside of that.
Yeah, I know that I met you through word of mouth, B&I, and obviously you have products around, so that is exactly how I found you. So advertising within what you sell, which is interesting and awesome at the same time.
Yep. So, and then last year we ended up separating the businesses officially because my sister came on board. And so my mom, my sister, and I own Parrot Promo Essentials. And then my mom and I still own Parrot Sports Gear.
Okay. So the three of you are technically all owners.
Yes, we are.
Awesome. Awesome. And that would make you guys a woman-owned.
Women-owned business.
There you go.
Second generation, family-owned, yeah. All of that good stuff.
You got it all. That's awesome. It's all one nice, neat package.
That's right.
Now, I know you also ended up getting like a storefront too. That was kind of a big move, because I know originally you guys kind of had it set up, I guess you could say, for, you know, downstairs.
In our basement, yes.
In the basement. So I've been to the basement a couple times. And there's a whole slew of cool things down there.
There is. That's our showroom. It's still our showroom for promo.
Okay.
We do rent space from Hot Spring Spa in Bellbrook.
Okay.
And that's where our swim store sits. So we will meet clients there if needed. Or we can go to my mom finished their basement and put their showroom down there. So we can go either one of those locations. And or we'll go for the promo side. It's very common for us to go meet at a restaurant or go to the business themselves and meet with them there.
Yeah.
And that way it's whatever's most convenient.
Right. No, it's cool because I know that you, like you said, you have like millions of products, but obviously you don't have millions at your house or whatever, but
right.
At least you have some stuff.
It's overwhelming. There's so many things out there. And so
there's new stuff every year.
Every year. Yes. Yeah. And it's my favorite. And they always change colors and all of that stuff. Red. Red is going to be the color for 2025, just an FYI.
Really? Red? Yep. Red. Interesting. I guess it gets your attention.
It does. Something.
Well, that's cool. That's an interesting story. And like I said, I really love that you're a young entrepreneur at heart.
Yes. You know?
Even before being a teenager.
I mean, it is one of those things. Just find your passion.
I was too.
Right? I remember.
I sold candy. Yeah. In the back of the bus. And then I got in trouble for it. So, yeah. Hey. But you learn, right?
That's what it's all about.
Well, cool. So what are some of the things that's going on with the, you know, you in the local community, or I guess you say things you're doing locally in the economy that's helping out?
So
I know you're part of different organizations.
Yeah. Right? And I mean, my mom is trying to retire. Soft retire is what I like to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so she's traveling more, and she still does some of the chambers, Vandalia Butler and Springboro. She's more involved with. My sister is in Cincinnati area, so she's kind of building that market up a little bit and doing things there. And then for me, I'm more Dayton, of course. Mm-hmm. So I'm involved with the Circle of Victory Foundation, which is part of the Green Medical Foundation at Kettering Health Network. And they do they do a walk every year that it's mainly what I'm involved with, where they will support cancer patients in any journey, part of their journey.
Yeah.
And from the beginning to recovery. And so financially, if there's something that's needed, that's what they raise money for. So I'm pretty involved with that. And then for a golf outing that I run is associated with the military. It's a part of the Miami Valley Military Affairs Association. And that one is co-sponsored by the President's Club of Dayton. And we raise money to support Fisher House, which is like the Ronald McDonald House of the military.
And interesting. I didn't know. It's called the Fisher House.
The Fisher Houses. And there's several in the area. But if you are coming to the base for VA or anything to have any procedures done or anything, your family members, they'll put your family members up in those homes for free. And they'll have food there. They have full kitchens. And so it's just like a home away from home.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's
just allow the family members to be there. Because, of course, I mean, as everybody knows, it's always a quicker recovery when you have family and friends closer. So,
yes, that is true. That is true.
And then that one also recently started supporting the First Sergeants Association as well, which it supports the airmen in the military. So that one I'm pretty involved with. And I've done that golf outing for quite a few years, probably about 10 years now.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, I know that
you've been a minute.
Yeah, I know you've always doing that golf outing. I know you always, or when we were in B&I together, you always like, we got to get the golf outing.
That's right. So if you want to support, just let me know. I can get you involved. Then I'm also on the Holiday at Home Committee for the Kettering Holiday at Home Festival. Hmm. I am kind of working the info booth for there and helping with volunteers, and I help manage the website a little bit. So that one I've done for the last 5 years, 6 years, something in that manner. And that one, I live in Kettering, so that one is fun for me because I walk down my street and go to the parade, and I know everything that's going on behind the scenes. Yeah, so. Yeah. That one I've I'm not as involved as some of the others, but that one I am on the committee, and I try and help where I can for that one. And then for my kids' school, I need to know what's going on.
Of course.
Lot with there. I just came off as the president of their PTO for their elementary school.
Oh wow.
Is
there anything you're not doing?
Well, you know, if I don't know what I would do, Frank, if I was not busy. So yeah.
I can tell you what you would do. You would just do nothing. Like
do
me.
Nothing?
No, I'm joking. Right?
I would fill my time with other things.
Lay in bed and relax.
Oh,
it's so nice. I'm telling you.
You know what? I've got to try that sometime.
I'm telling you. Do it for like 3 weeks straight. Just get it out of your system.
And then I can go back to all the stuff
exactly,
I'm doing. I've got
exactly.
It.
Exactly. It is quite nice.
And then the other thing, a couple other things. Beaver Creek Women's League, I was the secretary for them for a while, but I had to take a step back just because my schedule got busy, but I still try and stay involved with that. They always do a scholarship luncheon, and we donate glasses for those, which is fun. And then for Junior Cotillion, there's a new program that just came to the Dayton area last year, and so I was on the advisory board for that and put my son through it, and it was quite fun. And they're about to start year two, and I'm going to put my younger son through the year one of that because it is it's super cool skills. They're teaching him how to look people in the eye when they're talking, or how to introduce yourself, how to answer a phone.
It's important.
Things
it's
that
important.
They don't know nowadays.
I know. Isn't it amazing?
It is. It's scary, actually.
it is. Common sense has been going.
Right. Well, now half the kids don't even know how to sign their name when they're trying to sign
cursive,
for a credit card.
That.
So
yeah.
it's just scary.
That is true. It's a different world out there, is what I always say. I don't have children, and I don't know if I want children. Everyone's like,
they're
do you want children? Do you want
great.
Them? I'm like, I'll do it. If it makes sense, but I'm not like actively out there saying, I gotta get a kid. So yeah, I don't know. It's a lot going on out there. So any time to be involved with the kids and the lives there.
I just need to know what's going on. So
exactly.
If they're doing something wrong, then I can find out.
One of the other things, which I know doesn't exist anymore, but I think you and I were in it too for a little bit. It was like Beaver Creek
Young Professionals.
That was so much fun.
I loved that. Yeah. And it was such a cool experience. And actually, I still talk to quite a few of the people who were members of that.
Yeah, yeah. It's it's not because we got too old. It's because it dissolved and went away.
Right.
just so everyone knows that's watching us.
I'm young at heart, right?
That's
young
right.
at heart.
Yes. Me too. I don't know if I'll ever grow up out of that part. All right, well, let's talk about some things that set your business apart from others in the area. I mean, I know you have a very in-depth process, and I know you got a couple of different stories to tell us, a couple of different companies you deal with, including my business, which is exciting, Dayton Discount Furniture.
Of course.
Why don't you tell us more about the in-depth process and like the different goals for different businesses and how everyone really is kind of different.
It is, unique. Yeah. And everybody is very unique, and everybody has, you could go with yours for PMS color, which means like the specific green that you use on your
stuff.
And
it's very
stuff.
Important to get Dayton Discount Furniture green.
It is.
Correct. And there are others out there that have stolen Dayton Discount Furniture green. But you know what? It's a compliment.
It
that
is a
compliment.
That means
we're doing something great over here.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
But yeah, for your stuff, if I'm going to work with you, it is always super important for me to get samples first and make sure that the green matches what you want and that it matches your brand the way that you feel it should. So,
and the process is different too. I know with our screen shirts, we've got to get white underlay.
You do. Yes. A white underlay, and that way the green stays green. Super bright.
Yes.
Because if you would just have a black shirt or a dark color shirt and just put the green on without the white underlay, it would look dirty.
Right. It just absorbs right in. Kind of like faded.
Yeah. So, I mean, it raises the cost some, but it is something that I think is important and make sure that you truly get the image that you're wanting.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what's important. So, yeah, I mean, I know that the color is really important for us. I'm sure it is for other companies as well.
But, right. Well, and there's marketing brand guidelines. If there's a brand guideline that a business has, it is super important to share that, because that way we make sure that we're matching the marketing guidelines that have been set up by you and your marketing team, because that is something that usually people pay a lot of money for.
Right.
And so we need to make sure that we are not going to get them in trouble for one, printing something that's not legally allowed.
Right.
And for two, that it sticks true to what their original message was and their original vision was of their business.
Yeah.
So working with the brand guidelines and all of that, when we work with University of Dayton, that is a big one. We have to make sure everything gets approved through their licensing before it gets printed, and make sure that if there's their logos, their specific logos that each organization can use. So it is imperative that we work closely with them.
Yeah, and you have your due diligence done for sure. So. Yeah, I could see that being a disaster if something isn't connecting right.
Well, and what happens is we have to redo it.
Yeah.
So, and so it just is a loss of money, which I don't like. Of course.
No. Nobody likes that now. And I know you work with some other companies as well, you were saying. I think Dayton Christian, you were saying?
Yeah, it was a cool project that we did with Dayton Christian. A couple years ago, they came to me, the Alumni Association. They're trying to really get the alumni engagement back in with the Dayton Christian School.
Okay.
And so we were working with them on their graduating seniors and created a memento box for them. So it's a really nice leather box that has a t-shirt, it has a spot for their diploma, it has a spot for their lapel pin that they get upon graduating, a bumper sticker type thing, and it has a QR code that takes them directly to the website that they can go back to anytime.
Oh, wow.
So we've done a reorder for that recently. This last graduating class got some.
Oh, nice.
But we went, and I'll sit there with them. I'll take all the boxes, take all the pieces and parts, and we'll have an assembly line at their location, and I'll help them put it all together ready.
Yeah, make sure it's all presented correctly and done right. That's important.
Yeah.
Those details are important.
It is. So, and that one was a cool process because I worked with a local vendor that I had and was able to really pinpoint some super detailed things to just cutting the foam to make it match the diploma perfectly.
Oh, wow.
That kind of thing. So it's fun to work with my vendors, especially local ones that I have, to fill a need, because then I'm helping them too, and it makes me look good.
Right.
So it's one of those things that it's just fun. I love what I do.
Well, that's good. No, that's good. I mean, I can definitely see the passion coming out. I know that you've always been enthusiastic about pens, and I'm like, they're pens.
No, they're not just pens. You gotta get a really cool one.
And I know you also have a partnership with another company, and I believe it's called TS Supply.
2J.
TJ. Sorry.
2J Supply.
2J or TJ?
2J.
2J.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're an HVAC supplier company.
Okay.
It's somebody that I've really been able to build within their company with. I started off on a phone call with them where we just were talking back and forth about some of their apparel needs that they had. And I was able to go in and assist with all of their employee needs for their uniforming. They have different departments, so I have specific things that we've built and put together. So if a new front desk person is hired, then I will go in and I will create, they'll fill out a form that just comes directly to me, and then I send the order in, fill it, and deliver it, and they don't even have to think about it. So I've made it as simple as possible.
Yeah.
And then with their marketing team, they have different partnerships with some of their HVAC supplier companies and whatnot, that they'll have a party for one of the organizations as a thank you, and they'll need a gift with their logo and the event, the HVAC company's logo or something. So I'll be able to co-brand stuff for them and get it. And again, working locally, or if I have enough time, I can go other places.
Right.
I have a fun project that I'm working with them on now, right now, because they have a success convention every couple of years. And I'm doing some really nice bags for them that I'm getting created custom for them overseas. And they're going to be delivered, I think, in the next week or two, hopefully.
Yeah.
But I was able to really build a bag that each one of their people are going to receive, each one of their attendees are going to receive. And then we're going to be sponsoring a certain event that they're doing too. And I'm working on getting some co-branding done with my logo and theirs on a specific product that everybody that attends this one specific workshop, then they're going to get that too.
Well, that's cool. I know that also you're saying one of the things that's unique about them is you're able to get stuff done speedy for them.
Yes, if, as needed. If they have a specific need, I have several vendors that I work with in the area, as well as some of my preferred vendors that are outside in U.S. but outside of Ohio. And they really are able, I can turn things around fairly quickly if needed. So I've done some boxes or some different pens or different things for them from my local vendor in a couple days. To where
now that's phenomenally fast.
It is, and don't I am never going to promise that. You give me the date you need it by, I will see if I can get it done.
Right,
but
right. But sometimes it's possible. It's cool to mention it.
Yeah, so never rule it out. I just need to ask permission first.
yes, exactly. Well, cool. What are some recent milestones and successes you guys have achieved? Recently.
Well, the biggest one is next year we are going to be turning 30.
Wow, congratulations, 30.
30 years. Very exciting. So we're going to be meeting with some of our marketing team and figuring out what we're going to do for that. I have no clue, but we're going to do something.
Right.
So that one's a big one just because, as my mom started it with just her and one other lady and basically throwing $1,000 at a business.
And here
and
we
now
are 30 years
we
later.
Are.
Yeah.
It's just kind of cool to see how it's evolved, developed, and grown. So
Yeah. I mean, it's the American dream.
And you have your blood, sweat, and tears in it, too.
Exactly. Yeah, you hope to get it back eventually, but,
it's all right.
And then also, recently you guys hit a big milestone as far as revenue went, which is pretty big.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, we hit the $1 million mark, which was really exciting.
Always exciting as a business to be able to do that.
It is.
Always exciting. So that's cool. That's good. That means you're doing pretty healthy.
We're trying.
Typically.
Well, and ideally, I would hope to think that we are doing well because our customers trust us and we've gained the trust and built the relationships with them that we do have quite a few returning customers. So it is a relationship business more than anything else.
Right. Of course. It's all about the relationship. And speaking of relationships, I know you developed a new relationship with the city of Beaver Creek. So why don't you tell us that story?
Yeah, that was a fun one. I actually had contacted to bid on their needs for the Beaver Creek Parks District. And so
I heard in Greene County there is a bobcat. I don't know if you've seen that post going around.
No, I haven't.
Yes, we've got one now.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, in Beaver Creek apparently somewhere. So.
Well, I just won't go hiking by myself then.
But anyway, sorry to interrupt you. Yes, bobcat.
Well, yes. Yeah. So in the Beaver Creek Parks District reached out with their needs for their employees as well as for the camps that they put on and stuff. So I was able to win that bid, and because I've been delivering things to the dates that they needed them by, I've been able to grow within
which
the organization.
Which we call in-hand dates.
In-hand dates.
Yes, in-hand dates, yes.
It is very important for you to tell me if you need something by a specific date.
That's right. You need them in your hands by this date.
That's right. So, I've been able to grow within some of the other departments in the city as well because we've been able to do a good job for them. So it's been kind of fun. I like growing within.
Absolutely. It's always fun because then you can kind of get the, I don't want to say you get a say, but you kind of get a say, right?
You get a say, but you also, it's I don't know, it's very flattering because that means you've done a good job.
Opinion.
And and they trust you enough to pass on your name to the next person.
Right.
So
and it really gives you a chance to amplify that referral, like you're saying.
Trust and then, you start a new process to an extent because each person in the organization is a little bit different. So you have a foundation that you're working on of, you know, this is what their colors are, this is what you have to do. But then when you move to the next department, you have to learn to work with them differently and meet their needs. Because although that's the same company, it's a different need that they would be filling than the parks.
Yeah, of course. Well, cool. Well, let's move along now, shall we? to the challenges, which we know all businesses have had challenges. So tell us about some challenges that's going on in, you know, the promotional items, you know, some people may not think about.
Well, I mean, COVID was fun, super fun.
Of course.
It's kind of fun actually right now because this is the first year that I felt truly we have gone back to pre-COVID times, even with the swim world and all the swim meets and stuff. I feel like everybody has kind of put that behind them and we had the support and all that.
Yeah, I do believe that energy of like, oh my God, where's my mask and all that jazz is kind of faded away. So
yes.
That's good.
Well, and it's even people are coming out and more active. And then you have the Olympics year, which is always a boost, which is cool. So that one's kind of been interesting to navigate all of the different areas for that, because in the beginning, navigating the inventory part of it and making sure that we were able to fulfill the orders and setting the expectations up front, saying, hey, if you're going to want this, you may want to, even if your art's not ready, you may want to pre-order the shirts if you know the sizes. That way we can have them ready to go when it's time, versus if I'm going to sell you this, I promise you I'll have the same color, same brand, but it may not be the same shirt.
Right.
And then now we are going into different generations in the workforce. I think there's like five different generations that we're working with in the workforce right now, and it's crazy.
It really is, but it does make sense on what you were saying before. It's like, you know, you can get a polo shirt, but a polo shirt for like a 6-year-old is totally different than a polo shirt for a 20-year-old.
It is. So right now, what we're working with a lot of businesses and companies that are outfitting their clients or their employees is not necessarily getting the same piece for everybody, but getting the same look.
Right.
So they can choose a cardigan or a dress shirt or a polo, just depending on what their needs or their desires are as the employee. And it's an approved piece from the actual company itself. So it's appeasing all worlds, if you will, and making sure that employees are happy because a happy employee stays.
Right.
And appeasing the corporate world and the marketing world to where their brand is still being represented well.
Right.
So right now it's kind of interesting because everything in our industry has converted to just from promo only to being a lot more brand oriented. So almost everything, even if it's not a name brand piece in the promo world, it's going to be packaged like a name brand piece.
Interesting.
Because packaging will sell your product. If you package a piece of gum in a super nice box and I give it to you, you're going to think, oh my God, this is such a nice thing.
Right.
And you're going to...
And half the cost is packaging.
But in the same vein, you're going to have an emotional response to that too. And that's what really makes the difference is... If when you have an emotional response to something, it makes it memorable. And they're going to say, hey, I got this from Dayton Discount Furniture. And I want to go back and see them again.
Of course.
So that's the kind of thing. It's kind of fun because I've got... The industry has come so far that I can do full color print on the box and packaging itself. We can do full color print on the mugs or anything instead of just the standard... one color or a laser engraving, which, I mean, it's nice, don't get me wrong, but it just gives that extra step of
that
professionalism.
Extra pop. No, that's really cool. I can see that, how that's evolved. And it's interesting too, you're saying, you know, one of the things is like when you first got in the industry, like people were like, you know what, I don't care, it can be off brand.
Yeah.
just whatever. We want the best price.
We want the best price, lowest price. Right. And then the next generation comes in, yep, and they're like, well, I want the lowest price. But they really wanted the name brand stuff. Right. So we started providing both options and they would go with the name brand. So it is working with the different generations and relearning and staying on top of the generations. Just requires a lot of market research and continuing education. When we go to our brand, our product showcases in the beginning of the year every year, they do a lot of continuing education stuff to help us stay successful in the industry. So it's nice. Our industry is really good about staying in tune with what people are wanting, ahead of the times for what people will be wanting.
Right.
And it is kind of cool to see what there is coming. And
of course, yeah, it's always kind of see, if you can see the future, why not? Right?
Of course. So, and then when you go to the product showcases, you can actually touch, feel, see. And we always have an end user showcase that we do probably around October-ish every year. And that allows our customers to come walk around, talk to our vendors actually, and see and touch the products instead of us just having to order a sample and say, here, see this. They bring their entire product line. So you can walk through, see everything, touch it, and kind of trigger some different things in your brain.
Yeah,
that
then you can really check the quality out too.
Yep. So that one's fun. I love doing those kind of shows.
Yeah. No, I mean, that sounds like fun. I'm sure you could just get lost and be out there for hours. You're like, wait, what time is it? Well, that's cool. That's exciting stuff there. Let's talk about some ways you collaborate with other local businesses and organizations to support the community. I know that you said that most of the products that you sell, promotional products, actually have a little bit of a kickback or a give back.
Yeah, that's feature. A huge thing that has come into the promotional world right now is almost every single vendor that we work with. And I can probably say with 100% certainty, if it isn't there now, it will be by next year. But if you have a specific cause that your organization is passionate about, tell me what that is. I can probably find a vendor that has a cause that a portion of the sales of whatever we'll that you buy will go towards that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, it's fun, actually. A lot of the things are, of course, eco. Oh my gosh, it's crazy what you can make out of recycled products now. Coffee beans, coffee grounds, they're recycling coffee grounds and making different things. Even shirts.
Really?
They make shirts out of recycled coffee grounds.
I know that, so one of the interesting things with mattresses they came out with was plastic.
Yeah.
And they're able to make, that's what these shirts, this shirt's actually made
with. It's recycled plastic water bottles.
Mm-hmm. It was like, this one mattress will potentially save 50 baby turtles. And I'm like, I'm supposed to get over here and tell people that this mattress could potentially save 50 baby turtles?
You should, because they care about that. I'm telling you.
So I've done that a couple times.
No, it is kind of cool.
More
even
people than not go, I don't care.
You know, it's okay. Because the one person that you do tell,
that's
and they
true.
Do care.
They'll buy it. They will buy it. That's true. That is true.
But no, it's actually kind of crazy. I was at a meeting with some vendors this morning, even. And one of the lines that they carry, the every single apparel piece, and they only sell apparel, but everything in their line, 100% made from recycled water bottles.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so just from the ocean. It's amazing how many we can collect.
Yeah. So
it's kind of scary if you think about it.
It is kind of scary. So that's why water bottles and the coffee mugs and those things are a huge thing right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They should make, you know, recycled straws.
They do.
They do?
Yeah. Oh, nice. So the big thing in our industry last year, maybe even the year before, is recycled wheat straw. So they actually have utensils and straws made from the recycled wheat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of hotels will do recycled soap. Like the bar soap, they collect them and then they like send them out and the company shreds it up and remelts it. And makes bar soap again. Because people...
I don't know how I feel about that.
I know. Recycled bar soap.
I mean,
it makes
awesome.
It makes sense if you think about
soap,
it.
I mean, it's soap, I guess. You're clean.
Right, exactly. I don't know. I must stay in some really cheap hotels. Now, there's some other things that you guys do to help out the organizations and support the community.
Yeah, we do a lot. I mean, I love doing co-branding items. And like for the Beaver Creek Women's League, we do the commemorative glasses every year for their luncheon. And so we'll provide the glasses, and the people who attend get to take them home. So it's beneficial for us, too, because our logo's on it. But it is kind of fun because they always have a theme. And then when we do these, it's fun for me to research, because if there's a specific theme, then I get to go and play.
Right. And find a cool glass.
That's right. So I have fun with that. And then we do a lot of golf outings. We'll sponsor holes or lunch, that kind of thing.
No, absolutely.
And then we'll go and set up and make ourselves known to them, too.
Right. Yeah. Set up a tent and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's cool. No, that's good. I did some sponsorship for Creek Safe. I did I sponsored the food tent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So what are some initiatives and projects you guys are currently working on that excites you? I'm sure you got a couple that you'd like to talk about.
Well,
one main one, actually. Is what
One main one. So how I got started with the Air Force and just getting certified to become a preferred vendor with them, which is kind of fun. But we had the opportunity at my golf outing to meet somebody from Wright-Patt Junior Force Council. Okay. And I've been doing some stuff for them. I have an online store that I set up for them, and their people can go in and buy apparel with their logo, and we'll produce it, ship it out to them. They don't even have to touch it if they don't want to. Yeah. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But because we've been working with them and we were able to set that up with them, they invited me to a symposium that they do, a leadership symposium that they do every year. And I was lucky enough to be set up next to another person who helped me get certified to be a preferred vendor with the Air Force. So we've been slowly growing within the organizations in the Air Force. And it's not a lot of business per se, but it's fun to say that we're working with them. So mostly it's going to be apparel. I work with the F-16 program and do apparel for them. And I've been shipping their apparel to overseas or to different states and that kind of thing. But it's just kind of fun because I love seeing the finished product and saying, hey, I did that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's cool. It's an accomplishment. And I mean, the F-16's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm hoping that it grows even bigger and better for you, because it seems like it's a good snowball effect that's going on there. Well, tell us how you can get a hold of you. Tell the listeners, how do they get involved? What do they do?
Well, you can either call. Our phone number is 937-848-7668, and that will just take you to, you can choose to talk to Kim, my mom. You can talk to Krista, my sister. You can talk to me.
Yes.
And so you choose who you want to talk to for that, and that just gets forwarded to us. Or you can visit our website at www.parrotsportsgear.com, and it is spelled like the bird. P-A-R-R-O-T, of course.
Okay, yes.
And then you can also email me anytime at holly@parrotsportsgear.com.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. Any other things you wanted to highlight? I know there's a couple things that you wanted to say. Just to reiterate.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to say we stand by our products. We stand by my word. I always try and make sure that we will sell you the best product possible. I do try and work on samples if there's time, because the product you're giving is an extension of your business. So I want to make sure that it's up to par for what you're doing.
Yeah.
So we are second generation, family owned, women owned, which I'm proud of. And we really pride ourselves on customer service. So we're here to help. We do business to business mainly. And really just love working with companies, meeting new people, and help solve a problem.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Holly, thanks for coming out today and telling us about you and everything that you guys do.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I enjoyed you. I hope you enjoyed it.
Of course. It's always great seeing you.
Yes. And until next time, I need pens or maybe even some more mugs.
Absolutely. I always keep my eye open, see if there's any green out there that I can find for you.
There you go. All right. Thanks for coming.
Subscribe and follow to our Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform. be sure to sign up for our email list and receive an email to watch the show every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Do you know a great Dayton business that you would like to see on the show? Visit our website at DaytonApproved.com and click on the contact tab and tell us who you'd like to see.